This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating admitting history and typical on patient GUGSSA, first name Abraham. The date of evaluation 08-17-2022. Birthday. Unknown. The place of service, Excel Skilled Nursing Facility. The chief complaint, status was false. The HDI. The patient is a 76-year-old male with history of hypertension, cardiac murmur, and suspected mild to moderate cognitive impairment, who presented to Alameda Health Center with a level 2 trauma period. Patient had a ground level fall. His suspected diagnosis was syncope. He was found to have orthostatic hypotension. He was felt to have moderate dementia, period. Discharge diagnosis includes 1, ground level fall with transient loss of consciousness. Next number, syncope ruled out. Next number, mild to moderate cognitive impairment. Next number, grade 2/6 systolic murmur. Next number, hypertension. He apparently was involved in an accident in 1991. He reports walking near to his apartment near Lake Merritt and had subsequently fallen, period. Again, at Highland, he was ruled out for syncope. He further ruled out for fractures, period. Patient subsequently dispositioned to the skilled nursing facility, period. He currently denies any chest pain or apnea or PND, period. Past medical history, hypertension, next number, dementia. Current medications, amlodipine 5 milligrams 1 daily, vitamin B12 1,000 microgram tablet 1 daily for 28 days, ergocalciferol, ergocalciferol, or vitamin D2, 1 capsule, 50,000 units, 1 per week for 5 doses. Melatonin, 3 milligrams, 1 tablet, HSPRN. Senna, 8.6 milligrams, take 2 tablets, 5 mouth every night. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, non-contributory, social history. Patient denies history of cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use, review system, otherwise unremarkable. However, patient does have dementia, so history is not so reliable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 128/64, pulse 73, respiratory rate of 18, saturation 93%. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT head is atraumatic, pneumatic, people leaking on the axis of life. Stir is clear, extra-osmosis are intact, neck supple, brachial midline, respiratory normal excursion, lungs clear to auscultation and percussion, cardiovascular, revascular rate and rhythm with normal S1 and S2, no S3 or S4. There is a soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal border. No JVD is noted. Abdomen, bowel sounds are normally active. No masses or tenderness noted. No organometry is present. Extremities, no cyanosis, clubbing, or edema. Neural speech is normal. He does not have focal abnormality. The impression, patient is a 76-year-old male who had a ground level fall, suspected syncope. He was subsequently admitted for further evaluation. Echo apparently was normal. However, he does have a systolic murmur and would need to rule out aortic stenosis contributing to his episode of passing out, period. He was found to be orthostatic, and this was suspected to be the etiology of his fall. He now requires physical therapy, period, continuous physical therapy, period. He requires follow-up, period. Patient otherwise noted to be clinically stable. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Abraham Kuksa, GUG, SSA.